Now, first of all, the river that ran past Sardis, the Pactolus River, originated in the mountains and flowed through natural outcroppings of metal. Here, the metal was called electrum, which is an alloy of gold and silver. And as the river ran through these ores, the stream would bring tiny bits of metal dust down to Sardis itself. So Sardis was equipped with fine metal. In this case, this material I mentioned, electrum. Now, discovered by archaeologists right next to the Pactolus River at Sardis was a gold refining establishment from the 6th century BC. So it's clear that they were refining gold, that is, extracting the gold from the electrum from an early stage. But what's more important is from Lydia, as well as from sections of Ionia, were discovered early coins. Now, before the invention of coinage, people in the ancient world would trade bars of metal or ingots of metal. And usually, of course, these would be big amounts of metal, so not easy to use on a day-to-day basis, and obviously not easy to carry around. People would trade things, but again, not very convenient. The invention of coinage, which meant that a small, portable amount of material could be traded, material that was embossed with an image of a city that would promise that the city stood behind the amount of the metal and the worth of the metal, this was revolutionary. And it seems to have developed perhaps in the reign of Haliates in the 6th century BC. Now, these early coins are interesting. They don't quite look like coins today that we have today. They were more of a kidney bean shape and not very flat, rather bulbous. The head's side, the front of it, sometimes called the obverse, usually had an image of a lion, or sometimes a lion battling a bull. And those seem to be the earliest coins have those images. The reverse side, or the tail's side, often did not have an image at all, but had a punch that nearly went through the whole coin. And the punch, in a sense, allowed you to look inside the heart of the metal, and I suppose it made you be assured that the metal was solid all the way through. So I suppose it was a way to prove that these weren't just gold-coated bits of bronze. Now, the earliest examples of coins do turn up in areas controlled by the Lydians. And that, when we combine it with the information that Herodotus tells us that the Lydians invented coinage, helps us believe that this was the case. Interestingly enough, some of the earliest coins come from Ephesus, from the Temple of Artemis that I've mentioned already. I mentioned that the temple had a 6th century BC embellishment. It had been a small temple in the 7th century, a giant temple in the 6th century. And under that temple was discovered a cache of electrum coins, minted probably by Lydia. So that would show at least that the Lydians seem to be very deeply connected with the invention of coinage, particularly in the regions that they controlled. And they can be the people we can thank for inventing something that we still use today.